From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The international agreement on Iran's nuclear program moves forward today with the first meeting of the Joint Commission responsible for monitoring both sides and implementing their parts of the deal. President Obama said Sunday he had ordered his government to start preparing to lift sanctions against Iran. European Union also passed legislation Sunday allowing its members to start looking at ending sanctions. VOA asked University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zunis how Tehran will react if sanctions are not lifted soon.
Given that the timing was something that was a real sticking point during much of the negotiations, the Iranians, I believe, know what to expect. There may be some quibbling at certain points about what marks the completion of the process, but I don't imagine there'll be any roadblocks or any major misunderstandings.
Iranian officials suggested last week the country could meet its requirements by the end of the year in order to secure lifted sanctions. An Arab man armed with a gun and a knife attacked Israelis at a bus station on Sunday, killing one Israeli soldier, wounding 10 others before police shot him dead. The wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis began when rumors swept through Palestinian areas that Israel was planning to take over an East Jerusalem holy site sacred to Muslims and Jews. Human Rights Watch called on Ugandan authorities today to stop obstructing peaceful political gatherings. Uganda holding a presidential election next year with campaigning set to begin on November the 9th. Ugandans have cited frequent use of force by police to prevent opposition campaigning. This is VOA News. Several thousand migrants remain stranded today along the Croatian-Serbian border. They spent a cold night with little food after Hungary shut down its crossing into Croatia on Saturday. Faruk Al-Hatib is a Syrian refugee.
I note that this place is not qualified, yes, to receive refugees. Okay, as you see, yes, we are in cold weather. And the place is not good, as you see, yes, the mud, and yes, the crowded, yes, the place is also crowded here. And our message is for the governments, yes, please, to take in consideration our suffering.
About 2,000 people were sitting inside unheated buses Sunday waiting to cross into Serbia on their way to the European Union. Meantime, Amnesty International has called on European Union leaders to put the rights of refugees above concerns to protect their borders. Two people have been confirmed dead and tens of thousands more displaced as slow-moving Typhoon Kopu washed over the Philippines on Sunday. Alexander Pama is the chief of the Philippines National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council.
We are recommending, strongly recommending this morning the forced evacuation in the Cordillera area, autonomous region, sa lahat po ng mga barangay na landslide-prone at flood-prone areas.
Weather forecasters say Kopu could dump 60 centimeters of rain over the Philippines over the next few days. Canadians voting for Parliament today in elections that could halt Prime Minister Stephen Harper's bid for a fourth term and instead install Justin Trudeau, the son of the country's former charismatic leader Pierre Trudeau. Polls released Sunday showed Trudeau's Liberal Party leading Harper's Conservatives by a margin of 38% to 31%, with the New Democrats at 21%. University of Toronto political scientist Nelson Wiseman tells VOA there have been lots of issues brought to the voters' attention, but none seems to resonate.
The main issue seems to be for 70% of the public, do you want change or not? At the beginning of the campaign, it appeared that the NDP, led by Tom Mulcair, was in a front-runner position, and they were going to be the alternative to the government. As the campaign wore on, that swung to the Liberals, who are now on the verge of victory.
And you can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.